So Father's Day is a couple of days away. So for today's message, I wanted to say some words for my dad, my father. And in a, you know, as I was sitting back thinking about what to say and writing it out, the beginning was kind of the same stuff I always thank him for. And not that it's a bad thing, but you know, the what I call, it's easy to thank him for those things. But now that I've been blessed to be a father myself for some years and kind of get, you know, obviously the inside perspective, there's so much more. There's so much more. I've also been blessed to mentor other fathers and hearing stories, obviously, day in and day out about their struggles, their wins as a dad, as a father, as a husband. You know, it's there really is so much more. So I want, you know, for my dad, I want to start off by thanking him for what are the kind of the redundant known things. And, you know, I want to thank him for everything he did for us as a kid on the side of, you know, providing shelter for us. He gave us a home. He had clothes on our back. He put food on the table. And he was always supportive. He's always been supportive of whatever it is that we want to do. He would always be available to cheer us on. He would always be available to kind of push us when things got tough. And aside from those things, I really want to thank him for all those decisions that he had to make that we'll never know about. You know, decisions, daily decisions that he had to probably struggle with and battle with, all trying to provide the best for his family. You know, I want to thank him for showing us that vulnerability is okay. I want to thank him for crying in front of us, being sad in front of us, and really putting this perspective of, you know, what we had heard all our lives of, that, you know, that men don't cry, boys don't cry, that's incorrect. And him showing that, you know, showing us and doing that in front of us really set the stage for how we handle ourselves and how we're able to deal with those type of situations. You know, I want to thank him for all the times that you showed grit through rough patches in your life, and somehow you turned those into positives. You know, one moment that sticks out is I remember I was a kid and you got laid off. And the uncertainty of what you were going to do to keep providing for your family was there, and it was visible. And it was visible, but it was visible for a short time. And I think that's where, for me personally, and I know for my brother as well, we learned that as men, we'll do whatever we have to do to provide for our family. And it really does not matter what it is. That we will do whatever we have to do. So I definitely want to thank you for that. I want to thank you for stopping all those old habits you had, and smoking being one of them. I mean, I was very young, and I remember hearing the stories of you smoking and how you stopped smoking because you didn't want us to grow up feeling that was okay. I want to thank you for having, and I know this is going to sound weird, but I want to thank you for having those disagreements with mom, because it showed us that, one, they happen, that we can't shy away from them, that we can't ignore them, but that we have to kind of go head on to whatever disagreement or situation is there. But at the same time, how you turned it into a positive thing. A positive thing of, you know, disagreements were made to grow together, to talk it out, to find what the best course of action really is, but together. I also want to thank you for all the times that you've hugged mom, kissed mom, told her that you love her, showed her that you loved her. Because again, it painted a picture for us of how we should treat our significant others. And that's something that I think about all the time, and I try to emulate as much as possible, because it's the right thing to do. And if that's truly how we feel, then we should show it. I want to thank you for being just the best role model I could ever ask for. And again, I know I speak for my sister and my brother that all these small decisions that you had to make, you made with one intention, with one reason, and that was just to provide the best for us. And some of those decisions hurt you. Some of those decisions hurt you physically. You had to work more to provide more. Even though we didn't really need more, you always sought out because you felt that we deserved more. So I want to thank you for that. I want to thank you for, and I want you to know that I truly feel blessed to have you in my life. I truly feel blessed and thankful to God that he chose you to lead us in life, to show us what life is really about, to show us what a man is really about. And all around the fact that if we put God first, if we let God lead our lives, then there's nothing that we can't handle. So again, Dad, I love you. I appreciate you. I'm grateful for you. And I just want to say thank you and happy Father's Day.